I guess we all often use the word good. If we liked a television program or a meal or the weather, when someone asked about it, we would say it was good. So how can today be called Good Friday when it's a day that we remember the barbaric and humiliating execution of a man 2,000 years ago in Israel? How can that be called good by anyone? Why have hundreds of people been walking through Brentwood this morning at 10:30, at 11:30 in Billericay, and this afternoon from 12:45 in Ingatestone, and indeed throughout towns and cities throughout the world? What is so good about it? Good Friday marks the pivotal point of the week that began last Sunday, that Christians call Holy Week. Last Sunday, it is remembered that Jesus entered Jerusalem riding a colt, and people greeted him by waving palm branches and shouting Hosanna, meaning save us. Through the week, Christians have been considering the final week in Jesus' mortal life. This has included the Last Supper that he had with his disciples. Here he said that the wine they were drinking was his blood, and the bread that they were eating was his body. Judas Iscariot left the table to betray him. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray with two of his disciples, who promptly fell asleep. Guards were sent to arrest Jesus, who was tried and then convicted in the middle of the night. As the Jewish authorities had no power to grant a death sentence, Jesus was taken to the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. He offered the crowd the release of Jesus, or Barabbas, who was a well-known insurrectionist and murderer. The crowd called for Barabbas to be released, and Jesus was crucified. Christians remember the crucifixion at 3 p.m. this afternoon. On the green by the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch, you can see it all reenacted today, tomorrow and Sunday. But this does not answer the question as to why anyone would think such a story of human betrayal, suffering and execution should be considered good. Well, I guess it can be considered good if you understand the significance seen in it all by Christians. Jesus is said to have paid the price for all the bad things in life we've ever done. Well, if we believe that, surely that is good. Jesus is also said to have overcome death to prove he offers eternal life. Now, that's surely good as well. But all this is jumping ahead to Easter Day on Sunday. Good Friday is the day for remembering the suffering and pain of Jesus. There's a picture by Salvador Dali where Jesus is on the cross above the whole world, but there are no nails to hold him. He's there because he chooses to be there. He chooses to do this for each of us. Indeed, it's said that if you were the only person who's ever been born, Jesus would have chosen to do this for you. Now, that is quite a thought to consider today. I hope the rest of today is good, but it's worth giving some thought to why we call it Good Friday.